Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast, y'all.
That's right. Please hit the like.
And subscribe. It's going to be somewhere.
I'll put it right here.
You going to put it here?
We ain't got no guests, so it'll be right here. I mean, even though you don't really click this, you click the actual subscribe button on YouTube.
But it's going to be here.
But that's to remind you to do so.
To hit the subscribe.
Yeah.
For all our subscribers, everybody that listens, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate all of that.
Yes. Tell everybody. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Ooh. What up, dog?
Slow motion, Jay.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I mean,
I like it like that sometimes.
It's slow, but it ain't. I mean,
it is, but it isn't.
I've been working every day trying to get that money.
Well,
get that money, pay these bills.
I don't think people want to hear about our jobs.
No, but I'm saying, you say slow motion.
Slow.
But boy, we be moving. It ain't slow. We still be moving. That's all I'm saying. Get the idea. You get the idea. Go ahead. Why has it been slow motion, sir?
It's been slow motion. I ain't got nothing going on. It's been slow. You know, we did comedy.
Yeah, we did comedy tonight.
We did some podcasts.
Yes, we definitely did some podcasts.
And I'm working.
Yeah. So you always up. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we busy. Always doing so. Yeah, we're busy, of course.
We busy.
We doing a lot of things. We're, you know.
Life be lifing.
Life do
that's
be
what,
life.
That's what happens, people. Life be life, and you got to make sure you get things taken care of. But we did do comedy tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We see some peoples.
Shout out to the peoples that we saw.
Yeah.
We saw some veterans.
Veterans.
We saw
Rob Coleman.
Coleman.
Hey, shout out to you.
We saw Rich
Green.
Up in that mother brother.
His shirt's right there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Always good to see those cats.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to run into people when you go out to do sets and stuff. It's like I said, it's just fun to run into people. That's all. It's good to see people.
Yeah.
You know, it was not a crazy night there, but you know, we did some comedy.
We did some comedy.
You know.
We had a it appeared to be a table full of seniors.
Yeah, yeah. Who didn't care for much what I... And I knew going in, I'm sitting there, I'm like, what do I have in my repertoire for these fine people? And so I started off with the only material I have, you know, that could have really... And then I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to go for it, see where we're at. Because they were having fun.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought of a set that I thought that they would like and enjoy.
Yeah. They were laughing.
Yeah.
You know, they were, you know.
Sometimes. I was talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was up there talking, man.
There's a lot of people up there talking.
You know, that's what it's all about. You know, you go up there and do your set. You try your best. You know, you got to think, a lot of people, I think people sort of like changed some of their routines because.
Yeah.
Because of the seniors.
Yeah.
That's
why I decided not to.
Yeah, I think I, you know, I saw them and I went into my bag and I'm like, what will I perform for the seniors?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I came up with.
Now, if we were having a show full, I wouldn't have did that. You know, you feel me?
You mean adjusted your comedy?
No, I would have. Like, I wouldn't have did that the last couple minutes, I guess you could say. My Diddy and other stuff. But, so if there was an actual show full, I would have, you know, figured out an appropriate set according without that. You know, kind of like, well, I was going to say not for the show because I knew I was going to do that show up in here. But either way, it was just an open mic. It was for one comic. They were there to support. So I'm like, eh. They were having fun. So I'm like, we'll see. And yeah.
It was open mic. It was an open mic. And one of the things that I learned about open mics, you never know who's going to be there.
You
never know.
Yeah.
You know, so you always try to, you know, bring your best, do your best, commit.
I committed.
Only thing that I think I did that I normally wouldn't do is, like, I was looking at the timer sort of threw me off.
Yeah, but you still were on time, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was right on time.
From me recording you.
Right, but I knew my set, and I know how much time I had, didn't really reflect on the back. It looked like I had, like, more time left.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the clock.
But I know my sets, so I know how long they are.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I had fun doing it. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
But no, something did mess up with the clock because I was. You seen the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what happened, but
it's sort of like I'm a trucker, right? And sometimes, you know, you use all. It's certain things you can use when backing into a dock. You can use your eyes and measure up to the dock, or you can try to use the lines on the ground. I learned a long time ago. Those lines on the ground will throw you off.
Yeah.
Do not try to line up with those lines.
Yeah, good luck.
You could be dead center, perfectly parked in the dock, and then you're looking in the reflection of the lines and be like, well, I'm crooked according to the lines, and then you get out and you go, look, no, I'm pretty straight. I'm dead on. Let me not, you know, overthink this or, you know, not trust my trucker instincts.
And, yeah, getting the right.
Try to line up with those lines because the people that's putting the lines, sometimes they could be indulging in things.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And all it's anybody that has those that pavement paint gun, they're in control.
Right.
Just think about that. Oh, think about how much power they have with those painted lines.
Mm-hmm.
They could pretty much have you go off,
especially with the cars now, because they have lane assist. So if they actually did a lane in paint to wherever they wanted, the car would take you there.
Yeah, they have the power, really. But you know what? Then again, it's like the lane assist is a little different. I hear what you're saying. It makes sense. But sometimes when they are doing like construction and
It makes you view it because it spots how they put lines sometimes.
Sometimes it does, but when the lines aren't there, it still sort of guides you but where the line should be. So I'm not sure how that works exactly. I'm not sure, but just think, if the person was...
I know it gets confused, especially when it comes to on-ramps sometimes, where a V's out, it wants to drag you in a certain way.
But think if you had like some evil genius with the paint gun. I'm going to have them turn right into the woods.
You see that one? I think it was on, I don't know if it was on TikTok or not, but they said somebody got, or they were looking for somebody who painted a tunnel into it, like onto like a side of a, like a, oh, a bridge or some sort.
Oh my goodness.
Like somebody, because it looked legit, like somebody would just drive through that motherfucker.
Wow. I've seen those artworks. I've seen them on the sidewalk or on the streets. It's like 3D art.
Yeah, yeah.
And those guys are excellent. But if he drew that on the side of a mountain.
Like a cartoon.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like one of those cartoons, exactly, yeah. Man. Just bam, right into it.
Oh, my goodness.
So somebody was, yeah, I think the police were looking for somebody because somebody did that. Which I don't know how you don't notice somebody painting the side of a bridge that whole time to make it look that realistic. I mean, I'm sure it don't take that long with you just make it dark.
Some of those graph artists,
yeah,
man,
they're quick.
They're quick and they used to.
And talented.
Yeah, mad talented, and they can, like, you know.
Dude, I've seen a couple, recently, just a couple different people, like, airbrushing shit. And I'm just like, wow, man, the steady hand, the way that people, they were doing it. I'm just like, people are so talented, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Very talented.
I'm so jealous of people that have, like, artistic ability to be able to just, like, not only just see things and recreate, but just out of your mind, see, like, know who what you want to draw and make it that. You know, it's just, it's wild, man. And then you have other people who just don't focus on nothing. We're so programmed to just go through this life. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes people have no talents, like, yeah. no gifts, no abilities, no wants or needs. Maybe because it doesn't spark it. You know what I mean? Having conversations with somebody, it doesn't spark anything. I don't know, but
I got a little artistic ability.
Yeah,
you know?
I know you do.
But the thing is, I couldn't make a career out of it because I got to be in the mood. If I'm not in the mood, it ain't happening.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anyone to hire me to create or do something, and it's going to take 5 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
because like, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But if I'm inspired or if I'm in the mood,
and that's time consuming.
Oh yeah,
you'll see some posts of like 37 hours they've been working on it, and it's just like the discipline to have something and then go back to it and just start, and it's still like magnificent. You know what I mean?
Or like blends. Bob Ross is creating things, and how long was this program on? PBS, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Masterpieces, 30 minutes.
What you see them do is, I'm going to paint so-and-so in under, you know, so many minutes, and that dude throws the ink, and he just starts, and then they flip it upside down, so he, like, makes the thing upside down, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like a portrait, of, you know.
I've seen him do it, one guy do it of himself.
That's nuts.
He smeared paint on
his
face.
Yeah, I seen another cat.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Amazing. Yeah, and it was upside down, too.
Yeah. These people are amazing.
Amazing.
And some of these children that can play these instruments.
Yeah.
Make me want to throw my guitar in the trash.
You have a guitar?
I have 1, 2, 3. I think I got 3 guitars.
Nice.
Yeah. You got to keep them behind you so you can pull it out like an axe.
You right?
I pulled it out like...
Hey guys, what's wrong? Why the sad faces? Here, you want a cool seat to cheer you up?
And I make songs. All of my songs be stupid though.
I'm gonna put my drawers in the sink and dry them in the microwave.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, cause she will. Like some of these women will have you washing your drawers
in the sink
and drying them in the microwave. Absolutely. They'll do that to you.
You got to go. But before you do,
put my drawers in the sink.
Put my drawers in the sink and dry them in the microwave.
Dry them in the microwave. Put them on for like 5 minutes.
I want no damp balls.
Put them in there for about 5 minutes. Watch it, though. Don't let it smoke.
Don't let it smoke.
Yeah, no smoking draws.
That's some stains. It's gonna spark up.
Stains will spark up?
Got something on them.
You got something on them spark?
It's sparking the microwave. And then it's stinky. It's stinky draws.
Hey, who's warming up chitlins? Somebody warming up chitlins in here? Like, what's going on in here?
Good times there. Hey, I have a controversial thing.
Controversy?
I'm going to bring it up because it's the first time I've ever had it. What's the hype on Raising Cane's? What's the big hype? I don't get it.
I think they're for millennials or under. It's a whole generation that was raised on chicken fingers and fries. And now they don't have to make them because they can just drive to chicken fingers and fries.
That's what it should be called. It's fucking chicken fingers and fries, not Raising Cane's. Cause I went there because I finished my job on the route and I'm just like, oh, I'm right here. Let me see what the hype's all about. Let me give me a chicken sandwich. Cause you know my favorite is a chicken sandwich from any place.
Most wait a minute, before this is this dude at any restaurant at any given time. He's looking at the menu for like 20 minutes, and I'm sitting over there like, why the freak is he looking at the menu? Cause we all know what he's going to order, like. He's looking at the menu. He's studying. He got his readers on and shit. And I'm like, I'm looking at him like, dude, I know what you're going to get. He studied the menu for 20 minutes. And he was like he made a discovery. I think I'll have the chicken sandwich. I'm like, motherfucker. I knew that's what you were going to get, the chicken sandwich. Why are you wasting everybody's time?
Look, because you got to see what the menu has to offer. And then you go to your old reliable. Because then they may have different chicken sandwiches. So then you got to decide what chicken sandwich. You want a bacon cheddar? Or do you want like the southern one where they put like the fried onion ring things with some barbecue sauce and some others? And then you got the one where they put like avocado and stuff. So there's so many different kinds. So you gotta look. You know what I mean? There's options. Like, I look at wings and I'm like, you know, they ain't gonna be right. So I pass that. I look for like a Italian combo of some sort. You know, there's options. But then when there's nothing, chicken sandwich. But anyway, I'm like, let me get a chicken sandwich from Raising Cane's, see what all the hype's about.
Go figure.
I pull up in that bitch and I'm like, I get a chicken finger sandwich? These are the options? Chicken fingers or a chicken finger sandwich?
There you go.
That's it.
That's it.
You get a chicken finger sandwich or you get a 3-piece, a 6-piece, a 9-piece, a 24-piece, a 22-piece, a 42-piece, a 96-piece. All the chicken fingers in the world. And that's it. And fries.
All right. So did you get your chicken finger sandwich?
Yeah, it was okay.
I got chicken fingers. I went there for... I just got the kids' meal. I just wanted to see what it was about. It came with like 2 chicken fingers or 3 and a small thing of fries. And I always heard that you got to get the sauce, the Raising Cane's sauce. And once I used up all my Raising Cane's sauce, I don't think I really wanted the chicken fingers because they didn't have any like flavor to them.
Yeah, it wasn't like super like seasoned or bread. I mean, it was okay. I mean, like I said,
it was fresh and hot.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool. But
I never have to go back there. It's probably not for my generation.
I mean, I don't have to go back there because unless I need a bunch of chicken fingers, because there's no other reason to go there unless you want some bland chicken fingers. Unless you want chicken fingers,
bland.
That's it. That's the only reason why you go there. It's for chicken fingers. It is amazing.
And when I see a bunch of younger people in there, it's obviously for people on the spectrum.
Yeah, who just want
chicken fingers and fries.
That's Andre. Shout out to my boy. Get chicken fingers and like barbecue sauce. A side of barbecue sauce.
Is it?
He probably won't be like, fuck Raising Cane's sauce. I want barbecue sauce.
And you know what? My son. Everywhere he goes, he gets chicken fingers and fries.
To this day.
I don't know. But I also think that, you know, if I had anything to do with it, I'd be like, no. Get something else.
I mean, kids growing up, that's like the safe way to go because you know they're not going to not eat food. And so most of the time, you know, it's like, you want this, you want this, what do you want? Options. And they'd be like, chicken nuggets and fries.
Try something else. Especially like if we're traveling. Think if you're traveling and you're somewhere, you know, like here in Cleveland, Ohio, we are things that are just special to Cleveland, Ohio. You got Polish boys exclusively from Ohio. Our Polish boys are the beef sausages with French fries and coleslaw and sauce. That's Cleveland Polish boy. It's a staple in Cleveland. We have our corned beef sandwiches. It's a staple in Cleveland. I understand they sell corned beef in other places, but somehow I hear they're not like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Another place is a Mr. Hero, exclusive staple for Cleveland. So basically, when I go to other places, I'm looking for the Polish boys of their city.
Right.
I'm looking for the Mr. Heroes of their city.
Yeah.
I mean, the McDonald's are the same. You can get McDonald's anywhere. Yeah. You can get chicken fingers and fries anywhere. If I go to a restaurant, I want to know, like, you know, if I'm in Erie, I want to know what's exclusive to Erie.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something that's exclusive to Erie.
Red Hots.
I don't know.
Spot you go to after the clubs.
Yeah, give me something exclusive. Like, you know, like Tennessee's.
I don't even know if it's still there.
Hot chicken. You know, is that Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Yeah, hot chicken. Hot chicken, I think, originated in Tennessee, I believe.
I don't know. We mean just hot chicken? Like,
it's called hot chicken. It's that spicy. It's came up this way. The hot chicken. But that was something exclusive for Tennessee, though. Hot chicken. I'm thinking it was hot and spices chicken.
Mm.
But, you know, like Wisconsin is known for their cheese. I'm sure they got a bunch of cheese meals or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know. But something exclusive for the area.
Yeah, no, I got you, man. No, I got you. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that like that. They have their own bars and shit. You know what I mean? Certain areas have their own little mom and pop places. You know, that's, which is dope. You're talking about like a chain, though?
It could be a chain, but just something like a meal that's prepared exclusively for that area.
Not,
you know,
chicken,
like,
fingers.
Yeah, like not even a chicken sandwich. Like if I go somewhere, I want to look and see. Like even when you go to Canada, and they have McDonald's and Burger King too.
Poontang fries.
Yeah, was that the gravy and fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something.
Poontang. I call it Poontang. I forget how they actually say it. It's like, yeah, let's get the Poontang fries.
I'm not sure, but I know it's fries with gravy. And it makes sense if you think about it, if you like mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
So I wonder why more people don't eat mashed potatoes and ketchup.
I seen a movie where they did.
They should. It's French fries.
No, they shouldn't. I see you, but no.
I'm not a big mashed potato fan.
Trust me. You're not?
No. I was deceived.
You haven't made them right then.
It don't matter who makes them, right or wrong.
No.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I will eat them, but I don't be like, oh, shoot. I gotta give me some.
And gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I need.
No.
Mashed potatoes and gravy is the shit. Stuffing?
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
You don't stuffing?
I don't like stuffing. I don't do candy yams.
I don't do that shit.
I'm not a big mashed potatoes and gravy person.
Yeah, I love that shit.
It's like, no, thank you.
So you prefer like potatoes?
I would do a baked potato.
Okay.
I would do French fries. French fries are good.
French fries are good.
They're hot, yeah. Fries are hot, yeah.
You do homemade fries?
Sure.
You ever just cut up a potato and fry it?
Fries? I haven't personally.
You don't cook?
I do cook, but I don't cook French fries.
Oh, okay.
No.
People out there, I'm telling you, I'm giving out secrets, but, you know. Ain't my secrets.
What's the secret?
Those aren't my secrets. I mean, it's one of the easiest things in the world. Like, if you just want something to eat, snack on, just take a potato, cut that bitch up, you got your own little fries. Homemade fries, they're so good. They are good. Put some salt.
Oh, they are good. Absolutely.
A little bit.
I used to eat raw potatoes.
Raw?
Why not?
I mean, that's nasty. That's why. I mean, you had a bite of raw potato. It's not good.
It's not bad. What's wrong with you?
It's not good.
It's not bad.
The flavor's terrible. Mashed potatoes, yeah, it's sour cream and butter and mash it, and it's fucking phenomenal. Salt and pepper.
Raw potatoes taste good.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't. You wouldn't see me just walking down the street biting.
Biting a potato?
No, never that. You know, I made a couple of cut up French fries.
And you ate
the raw ones? Yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's this one person making burgers and ate some of the raw burger.
What's wrong with that?
Eat your face as you said that shit.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Like you do that.
What's wrong with that?
Raw meat?
Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with that.
I mean.
That's disgusting. So, look. You're going to eat raw hamburger.
What's the difference between raw hamburgers and a lot of my white friends? You should see their steaks.
Okay.
They're bleeding.
Not me.
What's the difference?
Not me. That's the difference. I don't eat shit like that. Mine's got maybe a little pink. Little pink.
Little pink.
Little pink.
Little pink.
Little pink. Little pink never hurt nobody. But I'll tell you what, some of the best steak I've ever had was like bloody as shit. And it was cut, it was at one of them places. You know, it was like at that fancy restaurant where they come around and they slice it off for
it
you.
It was bloody.
I was like, it was thin too. And I was just like, it was so good.
So what's the difference between that and raw hamburger?
That steak was still a little bit cooked. Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah, what's the difference, bro?
That's why it was cooked.
But it was bleeding.
I mean, yeah, it was, you know, just barely cooked. Obviously, they must have seared it and whatever and came out, but that shit was delicious. Well, however they did it.
So it's seasoned raw hamburger meat.
It's not raw.
They still throw it in there, sear it, and bring it out. And
I don't know how long they cooked it, but either way, there was still a little bit of blood. It wasn't like dripping. Like it was like, you know, here, have this bloody meat. Pause. You know what I'm saying? It was just, I don't know. It was phenomenal is all I'm saying. But the filet I had in St. Lucia was probably one of the best filets I've ever had, and it was a little bit pink. It was cooked perfectly. I went to one place and I told them medium well. They were like, you know it's a filet, right? I'm like, you weirdo. Because people don't like, you know, a lot of people prefer their shit like that. I'm like, I'm not
bloody.
I'm not raw, but, you know, medium well. I mean, medium well, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's like a little bit of pink. I don't need it.
A lot of times when you go to a restaurant and you say, well done, and if you really want it like medium, I say well done, and it'll come back medium.
Really?
A lot of times.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a mind game.
How do you like yours? Well done?
Well done.
You do?
Sure.
You don't want no pink?
No, a little bit of pink don't bother me.
Okay.
Because you're going to get a little bit of pink after you say it well done.
I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be a little bit of pink. If you say well done, it's going to come back with a little bit of pink.
Then they don't. I mean, they're just off on all their temperatures.
I mean, I just had some steak. And it was, you got to figure, like, the thicker the steak.
Certain, you got to do a little bit longer.
If you get a porterhouse T-bone and you say well done, you know by the bone it's going to be pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I wanted in the first place.
Because you gotta sear that and then bake it, basically. That thing.
And my new thing is, I used to instantly ask for A1. But it's like,
I mean, it's a good steak. You don't need it. But I like right. it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I just like the flavor of it.
Yeah, I mean, I like the flavor of A1. Actually, to be honest with you, I'd rather have the A1 on my potato.
It's not bad either. Not bad either.
Yeah, I have a little A1 on my potato. I got to get mushrooms and onions.
Yeah, I don't like mushrooms.
You don't like mushrooms?
Unless I'm tripping. What are we eating mushrooms for?
The flavor.
No flavor with it's mushrooms. For the flavor. Is there a flavor with mushrooms?
It's most definitely is flavor. Most definitely there's flavor for mushrooms.
I wouldn't know because I don't like them. Every time I get one in my mouth, I'm like,
It's the same one as the trip ones.
But I
it's
like
it's the same flavor.
But there's no trip.
I see.
Boo.
Yeah, I can get it. It's no trip, but it's the same flavor. You could imagine a trip.
And I didn't like the trip flavor. But at least I trip.
So you don't like mushrooms?
No. That's what I'm saying, sir.
You just don't like mushrooms?
No.
Mushrooms are okay.
But I'll eat them if I trip.
They actually, the ones that tripped, they taste the same.
Yeah, but they don't fuck. Just to eat them for nothing? Yeah. And they're not that stale.
The flavor's the same.
Really? Still, after you eat those ones?
The flavor's the same.
How would you know, sir?
They taste the same.
Yes. Nope. I ain't eating them. But I hear you. Onions, for sure. It's funny. I used to fight my father all the time. Like, I don't want onions. I don't want onions. And then he put them in, like, tuna. And I ate the tuna with onions. I was like, oh, I like onions.
You know what? It's different types of onions. You know, like, I guess sometimes people don't want the oniony flavor.
Like the yellow onion? I mean, because the red onion is a sweeter onion. That's the one, like, Subway got.
Subway has the...
Pizza places have the yellow onion most times. Some will have the red for, like, pizza, but for, like, subs, you know.
Colossal up. Onions is Whopper onions.
Yeah, that's still like a yellow onion.
That's an onion. No, the Colossals are
like the white onion. Yeah. The white onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are more.
Those are the ones that, yeah. You know, the Whopper onions is like,
how you bite, doing? Yeah.
Onion.
Yeah.
That's what people's underarms smell like.
Yeah.
Those.
I like the sweet. I mean, that and the sweet and the yellow onion and tuna is good. I mean, I get it. I mean, I've had all the onion and tuna, because even Subway, they have the red onion, so I get it in that when I get my sub. Unpredictable.
I like onions. I like onions.
Yeah, onions are good.
I never met an onion I didn't like.
Enough. Yeah, I didn't like.
Onions are good.
Pretty solid. I
like onions.
Good? What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't tripping now.
Tripping? Like, no. No, shoot. I got hair on my arms. All this fucking hair.
I gotta get tatted up, dog.
You getting tatted up?
I want to, man.
You gonna wait till you get 50 to get tatted up?
I gotta wait till I get money. But I think I'm gonna do all like maybe
black. I do have tats. This is hair tats.
Yeah.
It's hair. You think it's hair, but it's really tats.
That's not it. Mm-hmm. It's 3D mansion.
3D tats. I'm way ahead of my time.
That's stupid.
I always wanted hair on my arm, so I just got it tatted on.
Are you like excited about it? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, y'all think this was hair.
Did I never notice?
It's tats, man.
Should I pull on it?
No.
No, did he? No, did he? I ain't pulling.
Pause. Pull on it. Pause, man.
The hair on his forearms, because it is kind of sprouty.
It's tats.
It's not tats.
You wished it was hair. It's tats, bro. I'm telling you, man.
I'm Teen Wolf, so I ain't got nothing to say.
Yours was tats.
Mine needs to just... Like I said, though, I want to get sleeved up. Dude, I've been seeing some badass tattoo artists.
Yeah, they gonna have to shave your shit before they tattoo.
Of course they do. I trim it down usually anyway.
You trim your hair, arm hair down?
I have to. Dude, I am a hairy fucking beast.
You trim your arm hair down?
I have to.
No, you don't.
I have to.
Let it grow.
This is already like growing back.
It's growing back?
Yes.
You trimmed your arm hair down?
Like in the beginning of the summer, I trim it down, man. Got to.
He goes to the groomer.
No, I do it here.
Oh.
I do all the grooming myself. I don't need no groomer. They'd be sick of seeing me. They'd make tons off of me. I couldn't afford to go to a groomer. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
I mean, good thing I don't mess with my legs.
I never trim the hair on my arms ever.
I have to.
I mean, I might try out a new clipper and be like, okay, oh yeah, that cut's really good. I've done that before.
Oh yeah, no, I'm stuff around the elbow. You know, because you gotta get up and around here and stuff.
You have to shape your elbows too.
You gotta get around it. You can't just have everything and just have hair over your elbows. Look like Shaggy.
Hey.
Hey, Scoob. And then they have that shit like in the cartoons.
I thought that was the elbows.
Oh, it was just the elbows, not hair on that shit.
That's how you draw elbows, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, you gotta shave everything, Saw.
I reckon. I'm gonna take your word for it, man.
This dude. He ain't a real groomer.
I just do my fae. That's it.
I told you. I just do some beta shit.
Beta? I just do my fae, man. I ain't doing all that other stuff. Well, you know what? When I was working out, I used to shave my chest. Because I wanted to see my definition. I wanted to see my progress.
Dude, that was the first time I shaved my chest was in the military. Because I was doing all them push-ups and sit-ups. And I had hairy like animal. My chest is hairy as fuck. And so I'm like, man, I can kind of see something. And I shaved that bitch in the shower. I'm like, okay, look at that shit. And I never went back because it would be itchy. And
itchy as hell growing back. Yeah. You laying down and like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I still let it get, like today, and thank God, because it was starting to get, like you said, itchy and shit. It's like, but yeah, man, I mean, like to see definition. So yeah, but you ain't done it since, huh?
No.
You just keep it hairy, so you keep
your... Why not? Show my taco meat? Like, yeah, baby, you understand me? You see the taco meat. You feel me?
Shit gets stuck in it.
Nobody sucks on my taco meat. Pause.
I was watching Happy Gilmore too, and there's a scene with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And they like putting stuff on his chest, and he had all his chest hair. I'm just like, dude, why would you shave all that? Unless it was for the movie, he had to, but I don't think he had to. They were just putting it on him for the wax purpose.
To rip it off?
No, it was like honey, so a bear would eat him. Spoiler alert.
Shout out to the Kelseys, man. Yeah. Cleveland's own.
But still, it's just like, Harry, what the fuck? You know, she gets caught in it.
Nothing gets caught in your hair or your chest, man.
You don't be nothing with no shirt on, no chips. Shit gets stuck in my beard. If it falls, it ain't going to... You ain't get up and do it?
I don't walk around... Bare-chested.
You got dingleberries toilet paper in your chest hair.
Toilet paper in my chest hair? What are you talking about, man? What type of filthy women you mess with, dude? Dude. You said dingleberries and toilet paper on your chest hairs. What's wrong with this guy? Ew.
Ew.
What kind of ladies you mess with, man?
But they're just wild.
Yeah, wild doesn't mean they have to be stinky.
Well, they don't have chest hair.
Yeah, but how did you get the dingleberries and toilet paper on your chest?
Because it looks like chest hair's poopy.
Unless she was sitting up there and
she then as you sweat and it's just all slimy down your chest and just... You got like a wet head on mop. On your fucking chest. You gotta dry it off. Just something else to dry off.
What is he talking about? What is this guy saying? Do I want to be a part of this conversation? What are you talking about, man?
Shave off that hair. Who needs chest hair?
Because I'm a man. Men have chest hairs.
But we're not in the wilderness no more.
I'm a man. I'm going to keep my chest hairs.
Until you work out again. And he's like, look, I'm going to shave my chest so I can see my chest.
I mean.
Oh, see? Get the fuck out of here. They cover up your man boobs. I'm saying I need it too because, look. But I'm not. I'm trying to just let mine free.
This dude, man.
Yeah.
What is he talking about, people?
You see my eyes. I just be stalking. Wait, I just be saying
you,
stuff.
You shave your eyebrows too?
I trim them. I don't shave them.
You trim them?
Trim.
Speaking of shaving.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah. I'm starting to film my... We're going to start filming the sequel to Maxie's Revenge.
When does that start?
Money Problems, I believe. It's going to be coming up soon.
That's the name of it? Money Problems?
Money Problems.
All right.
It's going to come up soon, so... You know.
I'm sure they can find a makeup person.
No.
We'll save your eyebrow hairs for your movie.
Not yet. We have to wait. We got to postpone. But it's coming. Oh, our debt's coming.
Yeah, we haven't paid any of our debts.
I know, we will.
We didn't shave our face.
Nope, didn't.
We didn't jump out of an airplane.
To be fair, everything is planned. The thing is, the face thing has to be pushed back because of my filming. I just can't. I need the beard and stuff. So it's just, you know, that stuff got to be pushed back.
I think somebody's a procrastinator.
No, that's not me. That's not. I didn't write the movie and I didn't start doing everything.
Oh, so the movie said you had to have a beard and face.
Oh, no, but my character does already. So, and he has eyebrows and such. I mean, I could be like, oh, what the hell happened? We had problems before this.
Or he can get tortured.
Yeah, and they just burned his face. It's almost like as bad. I was gonna say it's almost as bad as the hot sauce in the butthole.
Look, he could get tortured.
Man, we shouldn't use that word.
Okay.
Shoot.
Not tortured, but
not. It harassed or something.
It could be a scene in the movie where he'll have to get his facial hair tore,
ripped off, shaved off,
shaving off.
Oh, you think they're gonna recognize you? Well, how about now?
Yeah. Yes. Or
that's
you
not
could
in
be,
the script at all.
Or you and could we're be not running.
Gonna,
from
we're not gonna rewrite,
law.
And I have to hide out.
And you have to hide out, and that's one of the ways you can disguise yourself. By shaving off your facial hairs.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
But, and we
maybe
also.
I should write to producers. We don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell my stunt double to fill in.
Yeah, he could do your parts with the beard when you really don't have, you don't have any facial hairs at all.
That's going to be the whole movie.
Yeah.
And we actually looked at a schedule to jump. So we're
to
looking
jump what?
Skydive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, my buddy's doing some crazy shit, so he better slow down. Don't think he's doing nothing crazy with us.
I don't know. He's an advanced jumper.
He is awesome.
We're not doing no advanced.
No. No.
You're just jumping.
Falling out there. No, just push me. No,
let's go. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah, so that's coming, everybody. We got some stuff down the pipelines, but, you know, we got to postpone the shaving because I got filming. Sorry. I'm going to disappoint some people. But we got it.
It's past due.
Oh, it's coming.
We'll see.
It's coming.
I think he's scared, personally.
I'm not scared at all.
I think he's afraid.
It is what it is.
I think he's very afraid.
It is what it is.
Like, I will do it.
I will do it. It is. I just can't.
We promised our followers.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I don't know about this guy.
I can't do it.
But I'm going to do it.
Not yet.
I will do it, but... Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We'll get it.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. Because, I mean, the other stuff is going to be magic. So it has to happen. We're going to do it.
Jumping out of the plane?
No. With, you know, a guest that's gonna.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it, you oh, know, yeah. we can't. It's that's gonna be mad. That's gonna be yeah, gold.
It's gonna
so
be.
So we're
gold.
Gonna have to use it. So we gotta do it. That's just perfect opportunity and everything. It's just
when he comes, he's supposed to be coming soon.
We gotta push it back. We gotta push it back. I told you. Just because I got a film, sorry.
Oh, he coming. The guest?
Yeah, he's coming.
Oh, the guest? Oh, he coming.
He's coming. He's got to push it back. Because I got a film, and then we got to do that. Because I know that's going to be separate from jumping, so that's going to be fine. So either way, as soon as we get done filming, we're going to handle that, and then, you know.
Jumping.
Either way, we got some debts to pay, and we're going to do that. So I promise.
Sometimes you
got
to pay what you owe.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it. Look, I've shaved my face before for the military for many years. It's just add my eyebrows, and those are going to grow back in like a day.
Oh, so when you filming? So they're going to grow back in a day?
My eyebrows, not my beard. The beard takes a while.
I'm calling bullspit.
Yeah, the eyebrows won't be in a day. I'm just saying.
I'm calling bullspit. He could have been shaved it off, and it would grow. His hair grows back fast. Mine does not. But his does.
Not that quick. This is, I mean, dude, this beard is a work of art. It takes a while.
No, it don't.
To get it where it's at.
No, it don't. You shaved your beard down and like earlier in the week, by the time it was time to film, it was back out like poof.
This is almost a month, at least. Go back in the episodes and check. It's the gradual progression of my beard, because once it gets to a certain point where I can't take it no more, I trim it down, and then you just see it grow back throughout the episodes. It's hilarious. Every thumbnail, you're like, oh, it's getting bigger. All right, there we go. It's almost gone there. Hilarious.
I think he's just procrastinating.
Not.
I think
we'll get it, man.
You know, he'll cut it off, and he'll be back in time for filming.
No, it won't.
Including the eyebrows. Mm-mm. You just look a little funny.
Yeah, no.
But it'll be on its way back.
Can't do it.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Not until after the movie's complete.
All right, so after the movie's complete, it's going down.
It's going down.
You heard it, people. He said it's going down after his movie's complete. When should it be done?
I mean, filming? Probably, I would say within the next few weeks, hopefully. I don't know. We haven't gotten the schedule yet.
It's August the 7th, people.
So hopefully.
It's August the 7th.
By the end of the month.
He said by September.
I'm hoping.
He's hoping. He should have that beard gone.
Gone.
Out of here.
Eyebrows.
Gone.
Gone.
By the end of September.
Hair up top. Gone.
What hair?
I had hair.
Yeah. It's nothing
the
there.
The little stubbies. Not tonight.
Oh, bro.
But the stubbies will be there.
It's nothing there, man. It's nothing there.
Dude, if I let this bitch grow for like 4 days, you'll start to see my bald spot that I have there now. Thanks, Dad. I knew it was coming. Almost. Boy, I knew it was coming.
How?
It's cause I could see my dad. I knew I was going to be the one.
But it said it skipped generations.
It skipped my brother. Skipped my brother.
Went right to you, huh?
It went right to me. I mean, look, it wasn't there. But once I started shaving my head over the years, mm-hmm. This is the area that didn't, like, it's not growing back quick. Everything else, it grows back. And then, like, right here, it's not. So, and even then, a little bit up maybe, like, right here. So, it's like, on my dad, it's like both places. And he has comb over, you know, down. Shout out to the Don.
Shout out to the Don.
But yeah, no.
You never talked to him about the comb over?
I told him all the time. Just take it off, Dad. No.
Is that what he did? Is that the movie do?
Flips to that. Yeah, I love Pops.
That comb over it business is hilarious.
It is, dude. It's like, why you hold on to that shit? Or the horseshoe bullshit where somebody just has it like this.
I mean, you know, maybe I'll let mine grow at 60. Maybe.
Just say, fuck, I'm going to try something new.
Yeah, I'm 60 years old. Let that shit grow.
Never.
I don't know. I might.
Okay, go ahead.
at 16.
Go ahead, I'm gonna color that bitch. Make it look nice. Like you did back in the day. You had one side, you had the white dye in this bitch.
That was
part of it. Yeah, I was saying with the baby powder, which was.
Yeah, but it'll probably be gray.
It'd be great. Yeah, you'd have a gray stripe. Now, if you could have that shit in the back and have like a gray stripe go through that, be like, yeah, put a cool C in that motherfucker.
If I let it grow, it'd be gray.
It almost looks like an ear warmer.
Ear warmer.
What you gonna do if you have an ear warmer on? It'd be like this and like that.
Oh no, not an ear warmer. But if I let it grow, I just got this. It don't grow up here. I don't think it grow. I don't know. Probably be gray. I'm sure it'll be gray. My beard is gray. Like it's gray on the sides.
So it might be spotty though.
Yeah. Spotty and gray.
Like,
that's why I cut
like
it off.
Stripe.
Stripe? I don't know.
You know they're making a new Gremlins?
Are they?
I think so.
That'd be dope. I think so. Because back then, like, if you... Back then, it looked like...
They had no choice, dude. They have to write off all the good movies from back then. Because all of them now suck.
But, you know, the Gremlins back then, they looked it like... It's funny how things look real when they make it. But now in the future, it looks like so fake.
Well, yeah, because it's AI. And it's super detailed. And you can tell it's not... It looks almost cartoonish, but it's not because it's so.
Because the never ending story, I thought that looked realistic, but now it looks like, eh.
Oh, you mean now?
Yeah.
Oh, when you watch it. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about like the way they do things
I'm
now.
Saying like if you see some of the older movies that you thought like,
oh, super cool, they're corny as shit.
You watch them now, you be like,
a lot of them are corny.
I can't believe I like this. Yeah, like the Never Ending Story, I saw that and I thought that was one of the coolest looking movies and I saw it back and I was like, eh. Stuff like The Dark Crystal. Eh. But only one I think that kind of survived the test of time with the technology and the way it looks, the Star Wars.
I mean, I think some parts are like, eh. But yeah, I agree.
Star Wars did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, especially because you realize how that shit's not that big. None of it, all of his models and shit. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, what's those things called? Those walking camel things? What are they called?
I don't know what they're called. I forget what they're called.
I thought those things were cool as shit.
The metal ones.
Yeah, I was just fascinated with how big they were, and I was fascinated that they could shoot lasers out their face.
Yep.
I was like, man, those things would be cool. But if you think about it, like, now that we know how to defeat them.
Yeah, just wrap their legs.
Wrap their legs up and they'll be falling.
Trip them up. And they blow up. Fall and blow up. Yeah. Burp-a-doo.
Yeah,
Where's the button? Is this one? Nope.
But they were still cool. Like, I was still, if I had one, I would be very proud of it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be walking around like, yeah. Bitches. Yeah. Oh, how about the shorter one?
Oh,
how I had the two?
Yeah,
the two-legged one was like, do. That was in, like, the Return of the Jedi, I think.
Yeah.
Where they were in the forest.
I mean, I would like to have one of those, too.
Yeah.
But the big ones.
Those are dope.
They step in, like, you know, shaking the ground. Like, boom. Boom. And then, you know, like, whatever they look at, man, come on, man. If I had that, I'll rule the world.
No, because it's slow and they know how to defeat them.
I'll rule.
Cough button.
I will rule.
We ain't got a cough button.
I will rule.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wouldn't let nobody get close.
I like their
wonder if that was my transportation.
But how about their chess game back in the day?
The chess game, don't get mixed up with Star Trek because they had the several layers.
No, I'm talking about the ones that would actually fight.
Oh yeah, that was
when cool. They were sitting there as hologram and they would go over and fight each other.
Yeah, that was
shit.
Cool.
I'm like, that was dope back in the day.
Yeah, the fact and the idea of the holograms.
Mm-hmm.
And the holograms are dope. Period.
Holograms are dope, period. Didn't they bring Tupac back? No.
Tupac, a lot of people they brought back with the holograms.
It's just wild, man.
Mm-hmm.
You get tattoos that, like, if you play it on your phone and track it, it's a voice.
Really?
Yeah, if you get, like, a sound bite.
Huh.
Like, if you have a... So, say, you know, your mother or someone says, I love you, and you have the sound bite, you can get it tattooed, you know, the way it looks, mm-hmm. and it'll read on the app.
With the phone? It. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's pretty cool, man. We're living in the future.
In the future, yo.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Well, with that being said, Jerry, where can they find you, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. Don't forget to like, subscribe, notifications. Check out JustinFullerComedy.com.
That's his website.
I got to update that bitch, dude. I think.
Check it out anyway.
I forget what episode we at. Either way.
Check it out anyway.
Check it out. Love you all. Check you out next week. Peace out. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.